Podcast New Friends, a story by Angeline Noviani. One fine morning, a new city was formed. Karuta, the color black, couldn't help but jump out of her bed and said,
"Velota, look! A new city is formed! Aren't you curious? Let's go! Let's go!"
Velota, the color white, curled up beneath her blanket. She said,
"But the city seems different from ours."
"That's what makes it fun. We've been living in this great city for too long,"
Karuta said.
"If we go there, we can meet different people and maybe we can make new friends."
"But I like it here,"
Velota said.
"And do we need new friends?"
"More friends, more fun. Come on. It will be quick."
Karuta grabbed Velota's hand and together they walked to the city. When they arrived at the gate, they saw three strangers.
"Hello there. Welcome to Coloria,"
Red said.
"You are our first guest. I'm Red. Nice to meet you."
"Hello Red. I'm Karuta. And this is my friend, Velota,"
Karuta said.
"How many times I told you not to run, Red?"
Blue said.
"Calm down, Blue. We have guests here,"
Yellow said.
"All of you look really cool,"
Karuta said, excited.
"What are you doing?"
"We're coloring the city,"
Red answered.
"Do you want to see?"
"That would be awesome,"
Karuta said.
"But Karuta, you said it would be quick,"
Velota said.
"Yes, but let's stay for a little while, okay?"
Karuta replied. All of them walked into the city. With his power, Red turned whatever thing his hand points at to red, starting from the car, the roofs, the roses, the apples, and the cherry on top of the ice cream. Yellow followed and turned things yellow, starting from the sun, the flowers on the bushes, the bananas, the buses, and the rubber duck on the water. Next is Blue's turn. He started with the balloons, the wet umbrellas, the sky, the tables, and the blueberries, which grew so plump.
"That was really awesome. Can you combine your strength too?"
Karuta asked, but the three colors were confused.
"You see, when Velota and I do it together, we make gray."
"Wow, I didn't think of that. Cool,"
Red said.
"Not a bad idea,"
Blue said. Red and Yellow combined their powers and they formed orange. Together, they colored the carrots, oranges, and the traffic cones across the street, along with the pumpkins and the goldfish in the pot. Together with Blue, Yellow turned things green, starting from the bushes, to the watermelon which rolled away, the trees, the jade, and the avocados newly ripe. Blue worked together with Red and created purple. They turned things purple starting from the glasses, the lavender that bloomed up late, the grapes, the ribbons, and the balls in the dishwasher. The three of them at last combined their powers and they created brown. They turned the soil, the wood, and the chocolate to brown, as well as the boots and the fluffy sofa. The three colors were satisfied with their work.
"Do you want to try to combine with us, Karuta?"
Yellow asked.
"Yes, I want to!
Karuta spread her arms, but she ended up covering everything with black!
Oh, oops. I just turned everything black. I'm sorry.
Wow! We can wash away your color. You're so strong. And you have helped us a bunch. Let's be friends.
Red said.
Of course!
Suddenly, Karuta felt something was missing.
Wait. Where is Feluta?
She told me she was going home.
Blue said.
Oh no!
Karuta said she then ran home and found Feluta in the garden.
Feluta!
They're awesome. They're more fun than me.
Feluta said.
What do you mean?
Karuta said.
Go play with your new friends, Karuta. You'll be happier with them.
But you're also my friend.
Karuta said.
You know what? You're coming with me.
But Karuta...
Karuta brought Feluta back to Coloria.
Everyone, Feluta is also awesome. Look at what she can do.
But Karuta...
Feluta looked at Karuta's wishful eyes. She then released her power. The part that Karuta accidentally turned black, turned white and clean. The three colors were impressed.
Did you see her? With her here, we can always recolor if we choose the wrong color.
Karuta said.
And she's also kind. She's caring. She's my friend. You guys can befriend her too, right?
Karuta...
Feluta said.
Well, if that's okay with the three of you...
What do you mean? Of course, we want to be your friends. You're always welcome.
The three colors said, accepting Feluta. Since that day, Karuta and Feluta often visited Coloria and their lives turned out to be more joyful together with their new friends.
Spellbound is brought to you with love by Petra Little Theater, English for Creative Industry Program, Petra Christian University.